Hello, this is Dendria Barrow from the Community Archive Center. We are in Wheelock branch of Tacoma Public Library on January 21st, 2023, and I am with
Jay Evans.
Jay, it's so good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and sharing your personal history with us. First question, what are the persons, places, and things you call home?
Well, I call home like the forest because I was raised south of Tacoma in a small town called Steilacoom. And so I was, as a kid, I used to run around the forest all the time. My parents just let me loose. So I learned about trees, shrubs, plants, you know, all that sort of thing. And then I started watching whales when I was a little bit older. So I think it's more of the geographic and a natural location and ecosystems.
Right.
That's
on.
My home.
Right on. I love that description of a place that you call home being the actual nature of it. Who are you and where do you come from?
Well,
and you can take that any way you want to mean it.
My heritage, I'll start there, is African, indigenous American, and European. So I come from all those places. But I think I consider myself a global citizen. So I feel responsible and a steward of where I live and what happens in that region, like Tacoma, Pierce County. Oh my gosh, I forgot the question.
That's okay. Where, who are you and where do you come from?
So I'm a guy. I work out at the Tacoma Public Library System. I'm just about done with my graduate work. I consider myself a more or less a compassionate person. I feel that ethics and morality are very important to my life. So I think I try to use that framework to describe who I am. I describe myself as less words, more action oriented.
I love that. Less words, more action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
And I practice Buddhism, and that's a really important aspect of my life.
I want to ask more questions about that, but I'm going to let it stand. I would love to know more about Buddhism and about how that describes who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to share that.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, Buddhism has, depends. Thesis or anything, but for me, Buddhism represents the aspect of myself which I can contribute to society as a whole. To get out of myself, to reduce the ego, but not get rid of the ego, and to serve others, and that's why I like library systems, public libraries, because I get to serve people and I serve staff and everything like that. So I think it's it kind of aligns together.
Yes.
You know? They have, right, one of the tenets of, it's called the Eightfold Path. One of the tenets of the Eightfold Path in Buddhism is right livelihood. And right livelihood means not working for like a defense department or military, you know, that kind of stuff. More of service to community at large, like a doctor, therapist, that sort of thing. So I feel like I'm in alignment with that. It's all kind of, it keeps me very grounded with people. And I just work on myself. It's very psychological based and heart based, so it's both, right? So, yeah. So,
thank you for answering that for my interests, for our interests. And the last question that I have for you is, what are your dreams for the future?
I have a lot.
Yes.
I have a lot. I want a place where I don't feel, well, I can walk around nature and in the cities of the United States not feeling like I'm hunted or, you know, or looked at differently, you know, because of the color of my skin, there's a reaction. And being a male on top of that, being a black male, there's that. And I get it here at the library all the time, you know, and I get out on the streets, and that's why, like I said earlier, the woods, forest is like a refuge to me, you know, and so there it's like the animals are.
Yeah, you get to be yourself.
Unless there's hunters or whatever out there. But it's hard for me not being welcome back, because I moved from San Diego back to here, and being welcome here sometimes by people it's hard, mm-hmm. you know. But that's where my practice Buddhist practice comes in, and not to take it so seriously, you know, the discrimination, and then to turn it and to see what I can do to help out. So how I can work on myself, not to be angry, but ask for change or work for change. Is I think it's impossible, but it's an impossible task, but I keep doing it now.
Right on. I appreciate that dream. I'm with you on that. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and others will be able to listen to your story and jive with it and use it to know more about people in Tacoma.
All right. So thank you.